Hello everyone! Welcome back to the English Danny channel. I'm teacher Sarah. Have you ever wondered what the difference is between the words live, live, and life? Today we're going to look at the pronunciation and usage of some different forms of these words. Let's get started. Today we're going to learn about the words live and life in four different forms. We will learn about life as a countable noun, life as an uncountable noun, live as a verb, and live as an adjective. So let's begin. First, let's look at life as a countable noun. Countable means you can count it. So here, the definition of life as a countable noun is the whole of a person's existence, right? We often talk about my life, your life, and so on. We're talking about our whole existence. So let's look at this countable noun in two forms. First, let's look at it in the singular form, right? One life. So we might use it in a sentence like, my grandmother had a difficult life, or her life was difficult, right? So here we're talking about her existence, her whole existence, and adding that adjective difficult. She had a difficult life, right? Something we can count, one life. Next, I love my life, right? So here we're talking about my whole existence. I love my life. Second, let's look at it in the plural form. So when we're talking about lives. So let's begin again with using an adjective here. They had interesting lives. Or my friends worked in New York for their entire lives. So here, pay attention to the pronunciation. We can say life, right? My life, your life, a difficult life, her life, and so on, or lives in the plural form. They had interesting lives. They worked in New York for their entire lives. Okay? Now let's look at life as an uncountable noun. This will refer to a particular way of living or the concept or idea of life in general. So let's take a look at some examples. You may have heard these terms before. Do you prefer city life or country life? Here we're looking at a particular way of living, right? City life. So what is life like in the city? Maybe it's very busy. There are more shops and businesses and schools and so on. Or country life. Right? Maybe life generally is slower and so on. So here we're looking at a particular way of living. Do you prefer city life or country life? Next, he has experienced much of life. So here we're looking at life as a concept, right? Life in general. He has experienced much of life. So when we think of life in the, as an idea and all the many things you can do in life, he has experienced much of life. He has done many things that you can do in your life, right? In your countable noun life. Finally, this is a phrase you might hear quite often. She is living the good life. So here again, we're thinking of life as a concept or idea, right? When we think about the word life, right? What is our life like? She is living the good life. So whatever your idea of life is, or an idea of what life would be if it's good, she is living the good life. So here we see, because it is uncountable, it's life, 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 right? So again, Life as an uncountable noun refers to a particular way of living or the concept and idea of life in general. Next, let's look at the word live. So here, this is a verb and probably the most common use of the word live, right? But there are two meanings for this verb. It can be, number one, to remain or stay alive, or two, probably what you're most used to make one's home in a particular place. So first, let's look at to remain alive. For example, he got into a car accident and fortunately he lived. This means he stayed alive, right? Did not die. Very lucky, he lived. He remained alive. Another common use of the verb live as a word meaning to remain alive, we might hear at a doctor's office. The doctor said she has 1 year to live. So maybe this is your grandmother who's very old and has become sick. They might say she has 1 year to live, to remain alive. We also use this word when referring to where you make your home, the act of making your home in a particular place. So for example, you have probably been asked this question many times, where do you live? Where did you make your home? And you might answer something like, I have lived in Spain for 5 years. So notice here that we're using the same pronunciation for each time we use it as a verb. Live, lived, live, live, lived. Okay, let's take a look at the last usage for today. Finally, let's look at the word live. So here, this is an adjective or describing word. Live can relate to a performance that you see in person. It is not recorded. It's also a term we might use to talk about something that is connected to an electric current. So we'll talk about what that means. First, let's look at related to an in-person performance, how we would use live. I might say, I really want to see that band live. This means I like listening to their music, but I want to go see them play in person. I want to see them live. Or I'm going to a live Broadway performance. So not a recording, I will see the performance in person. And last, live is also commonly used to, in a sentence like, be careful, that's a live wire. So maybe after a big storm, some power lines fall down. Oh, stay away. They are live wires, means there's still electricity in them, still electricity going through them. Okay, everyone, I hope that you learned about the important differences between live, live, and life. We'll see you next time on the English Danny channel. Please make sure to like, share, and subscribe for more English learning videos from our team of real English teachers. See you next time.